No, we are.
No.
I'll call this board meeting to order. Our guests, thank y'all for coming tonight. Sports Klondike School, thank all y'all for being here. So, yeah, let's start our meeting. Quentin, would you mind opening us up in a word, please?
Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for tonight, and just thank you for letting us be here and serve in this capacity and serve our community here in our school. Father, we just thank you for the blessings that you give us here and the talents that you give us in our teachers and our administration and all the things that you give us to make this a great place for our kids to grow up and learn. Father, just help us to do everything in our will, or in your will, and everything in our power to keep it that way, Father. Just help us find common ground, and Father, just always let us do things the way you would have us do it. We just want to do things the way you would have us do it, Father, and we just want to please you with everything that we do. We just love you so much, and just thank you for all you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We'll take a minute and review the minutes of the previous meeting. If those are found to be true and correct, we'll pass those, or we'll approve them with a motion and a second. Made the motion, Justin seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes as presented? There's none opposed. Kelly? We'll take a minute and look over the bills. Is that the most it's ever been?
Oh, yeah.
That's a record?
It seems like it goes up every year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think what is our total? 30 million or 32 million this year?
I thought it was 31 point something million.
Mm-hmm.
Audit ain't cheap, is it?
No.
What kind of sweats did we get?
What kind?
Oh, that was track, junior high, I'm not junior high, I'm sorry, boys and girls.
That's awful.
I think it was like 60 pair, I mean, it is a lot.
60 pair, how much were they? Because that's $8,000, that's a lot.
I'm not positive that's what it was. Well, it's tops and bottoms for, I don't know how many boys and girls.
I don't know either.
I can't remember.
They just got a bunch of them up there.
Mm-hmm.
New hurdles too, we're set for track for a few years.
I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Kelly made the motion.
Cody seconded.
Cody seconded. All in favor? None opposed.
Okay, on reports, in your pile, you should have the AB honor roll. It's like this one right here. For the 4-6 weeks. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. Skipping in. Number five, the next one, opportunity to patron to address the board. Mike? You signed up, wanna talk about something? Be my guest, you'd be first one.
Well, she all know me, but I'm Mike Barkowski. I've been involved, my kids, all three of my kids started school here in pre-K and have graduated. And I was on the board here for 16 years. And I just wanted to talk a little bit, I'm concerned about not extending Mrs. Thurwanger's contract. Through those 16 years of being on the board, we experienced going through several different principals and Mrs. Thurwanger was the best principal we've had that I know of in the last 20 years. She did everything we asked her to do. She come up with great creative ideas, worked well with teachers, did great with the students. And man, I just know from personal experience, it's not easy to find a really good principal. And I think she did an outstanding job. And I know for all those years when I was on it, she never gave us a reason not to extend the contract. And so seems like there's a few of you that got a personal agenda, want to get rid of her. And I hope you put the school first. I hope you look and say what's best for the school and not what your personal agenda is toward her. Because I think she's an outstanding principal. And I see nothing that she has done to cause you to say she don't deserve to have a contract extended.
Ricky?
My concern too is about y'all not extending Danielle's contract. I remember when we hired her, when we was looking for a principal, we was all a little nervous, I think, are we gonna be able to find somebody who's gonna be able to maintain the excellence that we had here at Klondike, as far as grades and testing and teachers and everything that we were doing. And after we hired her, she not only met those standards, but she improved in several areas. She has done an excellent job here at Klondike. She has fought hard for the kids, even harder for the teachers. And every time we would get put in the paper about something or get an award, she would always say, it's all the teachers, it's all the kids. But she has been a big part of our success here at Klondike. She has done an outstanding job. I know when we was on the board, we would always try, I thought we always tried to keep in mind with every vote what's best for this school. And I think we did a good job of that, to be honest. And I think that ought to be the motivation of every school board member. Not agendas, not anything, except what is best for Klondike. And if that is your motivation, then this is an easy one. You will vote to extend her contract and keep her on as principal. Thank you.
Ms. Ferguson?
No, I'm not going to speak.
Okay. Well, I want to thank all of y'all for coming and speaking and everything. We appreciate it. Next is the
reports.
First is the AB honor roll, which I'm gonna jump the gun. This one right here. Front and back, quite a few children on there. The grade report, we only had four students that were on the failing list, two elementary and two junior high. And they're just right there where a couple more points and they'd been passing. three of them were in math, well, two elementary and two junior high, three were in math and one was English language arts. Spring break's coming up. It's March 16th through the 20th, I think. Also, there's this right here. For those that used to be on the board, remember this used to be called the Spring Workshop. Now they're calling it the Regional Workshops. It's March 31st from 4 to 8:30, all the stuff's on the back that they're gonna be talking about, a legal update with TASB attorneys. That's the early bird session from 4:45 to 5:45. Then you eat dinner at 6:30, excuse me, is the second general session, accountability unlocked, what every school board member needs to know about DEF ratings, oversight, and school improvement, which we don't have. We get A's all the time, so we don't have that problem. And then the closing one is from 7:30 to 8:30. It's called the quiz show, policy basis. They basically have like a game show thing theme, and they get board members to stand up there and, you know, put something up on the deal and say, is this legal or not legal, or, and then you try. I think you've been to some. I think y'all been to some of them too. So, I mean, it's a good. You get 3 hours for it if you want to do it. It doesn't say when the deadline is. Usually, it's the day before. So if y'all want to go to it, let me know and I'll sign y'all up for it.
Perfect.
So.
Thanks.
And the next thing, consideration and action on the 26-27 school calendar. Y'all do have a copy of the calendar that I presented at the last board meeting. There was concerns that about the calendar. I sent y'all all that information from the service center. And they basically said that what we were doing was right. So.
Can I make a motion to pass the calendar?
I just made the motion to approve the calendar.
I'll second.
Kelly seconded it. All in favor? You opposed, Kyle?
Yes, sir.
One opposed?
Thank you for doing that, Mr. McLaren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Well, you need to thank Manuela. She did a lot of it.
Okay.
So, there is no, that's good English, isn't it? No English teachers in here, is there? There are not any budget amendments at this time. There is no hiring of any personnel at this time. And there are no transfers at this time. So the next thing on the agenda is consideration and action of employment of full-time teachers and full-time teacher coaches. And there's a list of them on the very last page of your packet. I recommend that we do one at a time. I recommend that we extend the contract to all the full-time teachers that are on this list right here for the 26-27 school year.
I'll go ahead and make that motion.
Quinn made the motion. Justin seconded. All in favor?
I have a question real quick. On one of our teachers. We had a letter apparently that was going around that was really inappropriate.
It's been handled.
Okay, but if to me, that was a termination thing. We can't have that.
Well, it's been handled. That's all I can say.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Any other questions, concerns? Just made that motion.
Okay.
Nope. I didn't make that.
Oh, Quentin made that motion.
Quentin
seconded it. Justin seconded it. I'm sorry. Okay. All in favor? None opposed.
And the teacher coaches, I would do the same. Okay. I recommend all teachers and coaches be extended a contract for 26-27 school year.
I'll make that motion.
Justin made that motion.
I'll second.
Cody seconded. All in favor of approving teacher coaches? None opposed.
Consideration and action on resignations. There are two resignations. One is my wife, and the other one is myself. I'm retiring at the end of the school year, and she's retiring at the end of the school year. So it was a hard decision. I've spent 23 years here. She spent 23 years here. She spent 23 years as a superintendent's wife, which probably doubles everything. It probably feels like 46 years. But we just felt like it was that we, I'm fixing to be 68 years old and I want time to spend, to enjoy life a little bit. And it's tough. She cried about it the other night. Hell, I cried about it the other night. We love Klondike. We love all of y'all. I mean, it's just, it was a hard decision. It really was. But you got to quit sometime. I mean, I didn't want to be in my office and just do a Jim Nance and just, you know, I didn't want that. So I appreciate all that y'all have done for me and for my family and for my wife. It's been great. And I don't want
me and my family are gonna miss you.
Well, I appreciate that. It's we're gonna miss y'all. I'm still coming back for football games and everything. I'm not gonna announce anymore. I'll be sitting in my car watching probably or sitting in the stands. I won't be down on the field. That's gonna be the tough part.
You play golf?
No, I don't play golf.
Fishing.
I go fishing, yeah. I go fishing, work in the yard, stuff like that.
Thank you for all you've done.
Yes.
Well, it just wasn't me. It was all of y'all, the board, the staff. Like I've always said, I just drove the bus. You know, y'all all made my job a whole lot easier, and I appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
A lot of positives happened in those 23 years.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it.
Well, there's a lot of times that you stayed through some things that most people would have ran from, right from the jump go. So you
I
never
knew
backed
gonna,
up.
I just.
You never backed up.
Well,
we got those two
that.
Blue ribbon medals on the outside
no,
of the wall
that was
out here.
Because of the staff. That was
yeah,
them.
That doesn't happen.
That was them.
And y'all paved the way for us getting the third.
Since I've been in school.
Some point,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I look back and, I mean, my baby boy was just a junior when he got here. Now he's 39 years old and, you know, so. But we've enjoyed it. It has. There's been a whole lot more ups than there has been downs. And the community, I couldn't ask for a better bunch of parents and community members, even though some of them rooted for the Patriots. You know, but, but I appreciate it, and like I say, it was a tough decision, but it had to be done. I'm getting tired, so thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So we need a motion and a second to accept.
Maybe
Mr.
we don't want to do that.
Yeah,
what
I don't know. We're going to see how this goes. Motion and a second to accept these resignations.
Reluctantly, I'll make the motion, but
I'll second it.
Jess made the motion. Cody seconded. All in favor of accepting these resignations?
Reluctant.
None
opposed.
Thank you.
I didn't raise my hand.
So we went 6-1.
Okay.
I have a hard time voting for that.
I know. Me too.
And one other thing. Oh. While on that, I want to talk to you about something else. I took the liberty, and y'all can do with it what you want to. I look back on what I filled out when I, you know, an application, and it was just a plain application. So I got online and started looking at some other schools that were looking for superintendents, and I came up with an application, and like I say, y'all can use it if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to.
Look at you passing the whole stack around instead of one at a time.
Also, I came up with the timeline that when I got hired, the timeline that I had, the former, well, I'll let that get around before I start talking about it. This was the timeline that when I, of my employment process, when I got hired in 2003, the former Sup resigned on April the 14th, 2003, sorry. I was interviewed at the end of April of 2003. I was named the lone finalist May the 12th, 2003, and then I was officially hired by the board on June 12th. My contract's going to end June 30th. And I'm going to tell you now, I've got 2 weeks of vacation. So after June, you may not ever see me again. But what I'm getting at is I'm giving you a whole month more than what the board had before. Okay? I did reach out to the service center to ask them if they knew. I don't know if y'all want to do it yourself or if y'all want to hire a firm. It's up to y'all. But I did talk to Wayne Blunt at the service center, and I said, do y'all have a list of firms at Region 17 area that does superintendent searches? He says, we do them for free. And said they would come talk to the board about it if you wanted them to. TASB also does them, which I'm sure they charge. And Keith Bryant has started doing some through another country, and it's called Impact, I think, or IPAC, or something like that. And so, you know, that's up to y'all. That's, you know, something y'all can discuss or whatever. But also, TexasISD.com, it's a deal that's on the internet. It lists all different articles and everything that has to do with schools. And they also have a superintendency vacancy thing. You can list it on there. It'll cost you $200 to put it on there. And you can put, you know, like on that application, you know, all the information, you know, everything, you know, and they can fill it out and send it to whoever you want them to send it to and everything. So those are just some, like I say, I just wanted to, well, some of you, well, none of you have probably hired a suit before. So, I mean, so, you know, I just thought I would give you some information. You can run with it, do with it what you want to. You can chunk it in the trash, but it's all up to y'all what you want to do with it.
Steve, on that minimum 2 years at central office, senior executive roles, what does that entail?
Well, that's what that school had.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That's why I highlighted it, because so that's something you don't have to have. Okay. It. No, you okay. can, I mean, these minimum qualifications, you can change those up.
Yes,
I mean, like, I mean, one thing that I would, you know, they need to have a superintendent certification.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and they need to be a principal for a few years.
Right.
But those years of experience and everything, you can change all that stuff. This is just kind of like a
template.
Yes, you.
So, and like I say, you know, I put my email address up there. I don't mind taking them, and then they'll send them to me, and then I'll distribute them to all of y'all when I get them. Whatever y'all want to do is fine with me. I do want it to be a smooth transaction. I'm not trying to badmouth the guy that left me here, but he didn't do a very good job of a smooth transaction. The gentleman that helped me the most was right down the road down there, Mr. Tubb. He was the one that helped me the most. So, but like I say, this is just for y'all, whatever y'all want to do with it.
Do we need to have a special meeting to discuss how we go forward, so we don't have to wait till the next scheduled meeting? Or do we want to wait till April to discuss this?
I would advise you to have another meeting before the other meeting.
Okay.
You know, but you got spring break in there and everything. And one thing I do need to talk to you about is we are going to have to have another meeting on March 10th or March 12th. We have received a representation letter, which means we're going to have to talk to our attorney. And he can be here March 10th or March 12th at 6 o'clock. So what day do y'all want to have that on? The 10th is Tuesday. The 12th is Thursday. We have an early out on the 12th, which...
The 10th works best for me.
I mean,
10th will work best.
The 10th, that's 6.
That's next Tuesday.
I won't be here either day. I'll be gone to Houston.
Okay, well, that's the early.
No, I mean, I'm just saying that either one, that's fine.
So the 10th?
That works.
At 6 o'clock.
Can you?
Can we do the?
Can you do them both at the same time?
Yeah, and then we'd have our attorney present to help us discuss.
Yeah, you can. The representation letter stuff and everything, I will email it to you.
Okay.
After this meeting's over with.
Okay.
You're not to talk to anybody about it? Well, I'll put all that in the email. I'll put everything in the email, what you can and can't do.
Yes, sir.
And that all comes from our attorney. Okay?
That one is, you said 6 o'clock, 6:30?
6 o'clock.
On March 10th.
March 10th.
Is that something I need to attend or no?
No.
Okay, I won't put it on my calendar then. Even if they do the other looking into?
No, you don't need to be there for that either.
Okay.
And if you want to go to this, let me know.
Okay.
And I'll, the last one is usually pretty fun. I've done it before and it's usually a lot of fun, the skin show thing. That's all I've got.
No further action, then we need a motion to adjourn.
Quentin made the motion to adjourn. Cody seconded it. All in favor? This meeting is adjourned.
And once again, thank y'all for all y'all done for me, my family, my daughter, my wife.
You had a daughter.